Dear cheap astronomy, if we look out far enough, can we see our own past? Well, not really our own past, but whatever view of the past you see coming in from other parts of the universe are pretty much how our part of the universe would have looked like as well. The earliest available view of the universe within the electromagnetic spectrum is the Cosmic Microwave Background, or CMB, which was released from all parts of the universe when it was just 380,000 years old. Back then, the universe was 1,100 times smaller than it is now, meaning the current observable universe had a radius of just 42 million light years, where its radius is now 46 billion light years. To give you the background, as the universe expands, it cools, and at 380,000 years of age, it cooled for the first time below 3,000 Kelvin, which allowed protons to combine with electrons to form neutral hydrogen atoms. Taking free electrons out of circulation in this way brought a sudden end to Thomson scattering, which had been rampant across the universe up to that point. In Thomson scattering, a photon interacts with a free electron, causing that electron to emit another photon, which has the same wavelength but travels in a different direction. It's as though the original photon bounced off the electron, but technically there was a new photon emitted. The cessation of universal Thomson scattering allowed new photons to move in long straight lines for the first time ever. This was the universe's let there be light moment, since we think every part of the universe suddenly switched from being opaque to being transparent due to the temperature drop below 3000 Kelvin happening everywhere at the same time. Most of the photons released then commenced a very long journey, since they not only had to cross the 42 million light years or more of the universe as it was then, but the universe carried on expanding after they were released. Consequently, today we can still observe CMB photons that have travelled uninterrupted from points of origin that are now nearly 46 billion light years away. Those points of origin are collectively called the surface of last scattering, which can be thought of as a giant sphere that surrounds us with a radius of nearly 46 billion light years. Of course, this is not to suggest we are at the centre of anything special. Right now, any observation point in the universe should be surrounded by an equivalent spherical surface of last scattering with a 46 billion light year radius. At least this will be true if the universe is either infinite or finite but unbounded, that is, no edges, which are the two options available within the current standard model of cosmology, known as Lambda CDM. So any point in the universe can be thought of as being surrounded by a sphere of last scattering, then a closer spherical region where the first stars and galaxies can be observed. More inward shells would then show more progressive steps in the universe's development until we observe the contemporary universe at relatively close quarters. In astronomy, distance is history. The point in time at which the universe became cool enough for protons and electrons to combine is puzzlingly called recombination. This term can make sense in a laboratory setting, but makes no sense in the context of the universe's early history, since that event was the first time ever that it became possible for protons and electrons to combine. However, there was a subsequent and appropriately named re-ionization era when the first stars and galaxies began to form from around 100 million years after the Big Bang. Their radiation reionized free-floating neutral hydrogen, once again splitting those atoms into protons and electrons. Although this reionization reintroduced a degree of Thomson scattering across the universe, by the time it happened, the universe was a lot bigger and a lot emptier. It's thought only around 5% of CMB photons were subsequently re-scattered after reionization commenced. As we said at the start of this episode, because of early Thomson scattering, we can't see any electromagnetic radiation further back than 380,000 years after the Big Bang. However, we think there is also a cosmic neutrino background, or CNB, which was released within the first second. We just haven't developed the technology to effectively observe it yet. There's also primordial gravitational waves, which might give us a view of the very start of the universe, measured in Planck time units. As always, watch this space.